Mark Anthony Ginger, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well indeed, thank you. Now, I was trying to work out what you had. It says Mar Ginger. I thought his name was Mar, but there you go. Now then, 100 years of the RAF, but also one very important part of what goes on in the RAF is the RAF Police Military Working Dogs.
Yep.
A little bit about the background to the Working Dogs programme.
So, not only is it the centenary of the RAF, but it's the centenary of the RAF Police this year. So the RAF Police have obviously been around for a very long time. We provide security and investigations for the RAF. Recently, our dogs patrol all our major operating bases 365 days a year in all weather conditions, protecting the RAF's assets every day.
And then the display team obviously is very much out there, ready to introduce the RAF dog working display team to obviously the public.
Yes, so the main function of the display team is to introduce the public to what we do with dogs. It's an excellent recruiting tool. All our handlers are volunteers, so their day job is to be out on the units, as I said, patrolling every day of the year. And then they volunteer in their own time to do the extra training that's required to come down and put on these displays at events like this.
So the volunteers are not working actually at the bases themselves, are they? Or are they working at the bases as well?
Yeah, so they provide security on all the bases across the Air Force. So our team is comprised of 10 people from all around the Air Force, from all the different units. And we come together prior to an event like this to do a little bit of training together and then put on these displays.
What dogs are mainly used in terms of patrolling the RAF airfields themselves?
So we have a couple of different specializations of dogs. We have patrol dogs, police dogs, drugs dogs, arms explosives dogs, and vehicle search dogs. They obviously have their own function. What we use in the display team are police dogs and patrol dogs. So these are operational dogs that provide security on all the units, and we do the extra training with them to do these kind of displays.
And the training itself is all handled outside the actual RAF itself, and then they're brought into the RAF environment, are they?
So the procurement process for these dogs is a little bit complicated.
Just very briefly, obviously.
Yeah, so the dogs are provided to us by the Defence Animal Training Regiment. Those dogs are trained to a certain degree. They then come into service with the RAF, where we give them some extra training for what we require. And then if they remain just as an operational patrol dog or police dog, then that's a certain level. And then if they're suitable to be used for the display team, because we select those dogs quite carefully because they're obviously in the public eye and they have to be able to be around people. So those are specially selected dogs that we give a little bit of extra training to, agility, obedience, all that kind of thing, which means they can come and do this.
I mean, I'm thinking about dogs obviously being in the environment of a live RAF base where obviously you've got jets coming in and out and there's a lot of traffic on the ground as well.
Yeah.
Then presumably one of the training issues has got to be the fact they can deal with that environment without being, if you like, scared or put off by it.
Absolutely, yeah. So part of the selection when they're at the Defence Animal Training Regiment is that they're given a lot of environmental testing, and that's to expose them to all different environmental factors, noise, people, so like minute details like can they walk on slippery floors, you know, things like that, all quite important things. When we get them, then we tailor it down so they're a little bit more specialised.
And this is presumably for each of them, for the RAF bases anyway. They've got to be specialised for that particular environment?
Absolutely. So the pool of dogs at the Defence Animal Training Regiment obviously get farmed out to either the Army, the RAF, the MOD Guard Service. They're all the same pool of dogs. So the dogs that come and work for us are obviously going to go into a very high tempo operation environment where they work every day of the year, and they work at night time around aircraft all the time, so those experiences can't really be given to them when they're at the Defence Animal Training Regiment. We get them and we build them up slowly.
But obviously your displays as well as demonstrating these dogs in what would be a typical environment, I guess, as well, when you're actually demonstrating the working dogs themselves, right?
It's a little bit of enhanced training, really. So all the dogs have to be very agile and very obedient. But the level that we take them to for the RF display is that step above. They're highly agile. These dogs can do a scramble wall of 10, 12 feet, and they can be around people, and they're very obedient at all times.
Because the one thing you were talking about, bomb disposal, was interesting. Obviously, coming to RAF Cosford Air Show and seeing the what I call the RAF bomb disposal team, and obviously their remit as far as the bombs they're dealing with go back probably to World War II and bombs that have been lying around in airfields for many, many years.
Yes, so we've got one of our AS handlers here today, who's actually the team manager of the demo team, but he's also an operational AS handler who's been doing some of the security work for this event. So he's kind of double-hatting and doing both. So we are doing all sorts of things behind the scenes all the time, trying to keep the aircraft safe and the people that are here today as well.
What about your own RAF career? Where did it all start? Can you remember?
It's about 15 years ago now. I started at RAF Kinloss, which is sadly closed now.
Really?
I spent about 8 years there.
Where where exactly is that?
That's Kinloss in Moray, up in Scotland.
Oh, right, okay.
Beautiful part of the world.
Yes, absolutely.
Sadly missed that unit, and unfortunately it's closed now. But yeah, I've moved on to Northolt, Henlow, and now I'm one of the military working dog trainers. There's two of us that cover the whole of the UK. Just helping and supporting the guys in the training of their dogs.
Sounds like a very responsible job to me.
Well, it has its moments. I try my best.
Cope with the pressure, don't you?
I try to.
Yeah, but I mean, ultimately, I mean, what the thing that we have to remember, I mean, you look at the Red Arrows, you look at what you're doing, we're talking about basically the RAF, and the RAF is basically a military company, a military organisation, it's a military group.
Absolutely.
Isn't it? And there is the frontline side, but what we're seeing also is the fact that you're out there meeting the public and saying to the public, look, this is what the RAF is all about in all areas, all its facets, and all the conditions it works in.
Absolutely, and it's part of the job that we really enjoy. I think everyone that decides to be a dog handler does it out of a choice, and we very much like to show off our dogs because we love working with them and showing them off to the public, and it's always great to see the public come out and enjoy our displays, and when they come over and ask us questions, it's just one of the fun parts of the jobs.
Absolutely. Well, I imagine also there must be people who probably don't necessarily haven't had a relationship with dogs but actually can come along and be part of your team and part of your group and build up a relationship with a dog they probably never imagined they could find.
So all these teams are operational teams. They're teamed and they work together on their unit. So their day-to-day job is very different to this. This is the fun side of life. We also have, you know, a support team who have volunteered to come with us today. They work on the tactical police squadron, and one of the young girls that's there, she's only been in the proper service for 2 weeks. She finished training 2 weeks ago.
Fantastic.
But she's interested in being a dog handler, so this is great exposure for her to see what could come in her future.
Did she have any particular relationship with dogs before that or not?
Not really at all. I think she's obviously, you know, she's aspired to be a dog handler prior to joining up, and she's gone through training and now she's posted to a unit where she's not on dogs, but she would like to do it in the future. So that's kind of what we like to do, and certainly people coming to meet us today to meet us and our dogs and see the displays, I think it gives people the opportunity to see what they could do in the future.
What about your website? How can people get hold of you guys?
So we have an RAF Police Facebook page. We're thinking about of getting maybe a Twitter account or something set up, but at the moment, RAF Police Facebook page, if you just search for the RAF Police, you'll find us on there.
Absolutely fine. All the information they want to know, may want to find out about training to be one of your military working dog handlers, they can find out about that on the website.
Yes, there will be stuff on there.
Fantastic stuff. Pleasure to talk.
Thank you very much.